I've got a little excerpt that I'd like to play from Gabriel Rockhill, who's an academic who just released a book called Who Paid the Pipers of Western Marxism. We haven't really been covering a lot of the Epstein stuff, but he has this little interesting excerpt from one of the book launches that he participated in, and we'll just play it for you.
I'll just say quickly with Chomsky, because it relates to a theme of the book. In a dialectical analysis, you have to recognize that subjects are just nodal points within an objective world that's rather complex. They have different sets of relations, and you have to account for the temporal vector because they do change over time. And so the idea of just identifying an intellectual and kind of sticking them to the wall, like you'd put the pin in the back of a dead butterfly, doesn't really make any sense because it doesn't account for both the complexity of the relations and the temporal vector. In the case of Chomsky, obviously he was a very smart person who was capable of doing interesting forms of analysis. And there's a lot that one could say on that front. And I know he brings a lot of young people in particular into politics in general. But on the flip side of it, if you know his history, he worked and was funded by the defense industry, the Air Force. He was at MIT doing work that was directly related to, even though he was always trying to separate it in various ways, the military-industrial complex. He also was close personal friends with someone who became the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. And Epstein, it's important to note, is just a limited hangout, right? What's important about Epstein in the big picture is who he was working for, who he was working with, and the entire network that they are very intent on not revealing and not dismantling. All of the things that are being revealed, raping 10-year-olds, torturing people, likely disappearing them, that is going on now, and they're intent on continuing it because that's the morality of the ruling class, and in particular, the decadent bourgeoisie that thinks all of you and all of us are disposable things and they can do anything with us. And in fact, it's enjoyable to use us as disposable things and trash human life. This is the morality of the ruling class that is the most powerful imperialist ruling class on Earth today. I got a little carried away there with that point. I think I was talking about Chomsky, right? And Epstein. So the other thing that I wanted to mention is that he was a resolute anti-communist, of course, insisted on Lenin being a counter-revolutionary, which I don't know, you got to flip history upside down to make that argument. And he was a free speech advocate and wanted to make sure that fascists always had their platform, like a good liberal, right? You never want to shut down the free speech for fascists, because fascists always have to be maintained when the liberal rule of consensus under capitalism falls apart and you got to bring in the rough guys. He also played a very important role in pushing back against any materialist analysis that suggested that, in particular, the US state was involved in very nefarious things such as targeted assassinations, false flag operations, terrorist attacks against its own citizen population, et cetera. But I'll just move on in the interest of time to, I really appreciated your comments regarding all of the different forms of organic intellectuals from whom we can and need to learn. Because ultimately, part of the lesson of my book isn't that we should wring our hands and think, oh, there's all these compromised Western Marxists. What am I going to do about it? The whole framing is a positive framing. There is a very rich, extremely developed collective tradition of anti-imperialist Marxism that's extremely developed across the global South. We have a lot to learn from that tradition. And part of the imperial superstructure's work has been invisibilizing, sidelining, and downplaying it. So everybody knows who Foucault is, but who knows who Raul Antonio Capote is? Everybody knows who Derrida is, but nobody's reading, I don't know, Antonio Barrero Vasquez or Nestor Kohan or many, many other people that we need to be reading and need to bring to the fore. And the last thing that I'd say is, yeah, there is no third way. We are in a pitched global class struggle in which there's an imperialist world system which is extracting value from the human beings and nature at such a level of social murder that it is pushing humanity to a complete and absolute breaking point. And the question for all of us is actually very simple. Intellectuals love to say it's very complicated. There's all these nuances. You can look at it from every angle. Maybe there aren't two camps. No, it's actually very simple. There's an imperialist world system that is demolishing the conditions of possibility of human life. And you either support that directly, condone it, or find other ways of supporting it implicitly. Or you line up and you say, I'm on the side of humanity. I'm on the side of nature. And what I want is a world where we can all live in some way a dignified life in which we have access to basic goods and services and where we don't have this plundering, corrupt, decadent, immoral financial ruling class that is intent on and is literally strangling all of us.